Next patient is Carol Cliquenoy. Let's see. Carol is C-A-R-O-L. Cliquenoy is C, C as in cat, C-L-I-C, Q-U-E-N-N-O-I, and as in Nancy. C as in cat, C-L-I-C, Q-U-E-N-N-O-I. Cliquenoy. The date of birth is 7/27/47. Date of visit is 10/16/23. Please make a copy for Dr. George Erringer, MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of OSA. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 76-year-old obese female who has had a history of obstructive sleep apnea for more than 8 years, has been on a auto-PAP setup at home, and uses it on a nightly basis. The patient is compliant. She needs supplies for her CPAP machine, and has been using AutoPAP at 4-20 centimeter pressure with a full face mask and heated humidification. A copy of her polysomnogram is not available at this time. Next, let's see, next line. The patient also has gained weight. She has leg edema, and she has trouble ambulating and denies any daytime sleepiness. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of diabetes for 20 years, past history of hypertension, history for hysterectomy. Also had coronary artery disease with CABG times 3, and history for breast abscess operated. She has atrial fibrillation, chronic, and will go for a atrial ablation. Next, next paragraph, let's see. Allergies, allergies to sulfur, DAR1, emycin. Next paragraph. Habits the patient does not smoke. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of cancer of the stomach. Next paragraph. Medalist included Trazodone, 200 milligrams at chest. Amiodarone, 200 milligrams daily. Torsemide, 20 milligrams BID. Telmisartan, 80 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams BID. Levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily. Glipizide XL, 5 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaled 2 plus PRN. Let's see, Xarelto 15 milligrams daily, and Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Azithromycin 10 milligrams, such as Montelukast 10 milligrams daily, Humalog insulin as directed, and Advair disc to 50, but Advair. Fluticasone / salmeterol inhaler, 113/14 micrograms, 1 puff BID. and an insulin infusion pump. Next, for a physical exam, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing spells. She has apnea, reflux symptoms, and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has hoarseness, and she has cataracts. Also has generalized fatigue and leg edema. And has urinary frequency. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no headaches or blackouts. Has memory loss. And no skin rash, no aging. Next, physical exam. This obese elderly lady alert and no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing, but has peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 80, pulses 62, respirations are 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 300 pounds, saturation 95. HGNT non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung pits, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular, S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema, decreased peripheral pulses, and reflex is the 1+ with no gross motor lesions, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. And next paragraph, impression number one. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number three is hypertension. Number four is exogenous obesity. Number five is diabetes mellitus type 2. And number six, peripheral neuropathy. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Get a chest X-ray, PA, lateral, and we'll continue with the auto-PAP setup at night with the full face mask. 4-20 centimeters pressure with heated humidification. Avoid driving. After using alcohol, advised to lose weight and start a regular exercise program. And continue with Advair. 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of the patient's blood work, polysomnographic study will be requested. Thank you. Start this is